T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Show's been too busy. I can't breathe.
Flying.
I can't breathe. 2 hours into the show, I can't breathe.
Got asthma?
Hand me my inhaler.
You look asthmatic.
Ira Winderman is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. A lot of NBA stuff going around all of a sudden. So even though it's a football Friday, we'll bring on our friend Ira. Hello, Ira.
It's a crazy day even for basketball. If you haven't breathed, I haven't breathed either. So pass the inhaler when you're done.
I didn't hear the Pat Riley press conference today, but Falera was just telling me. The hell? You there?
I'm here. You there?
Oh, yeah. I thought we lost you. That sounded. I thought.
No. I think I'm good here today.
All right. Because I thought you were gone. what is that? You hearing that noise? Interesting.
Some Falero's messing.
I don't know what that is. Falero, stop rubbing those wires together. Falero was telling me in my headphones though that you grilled Pat Riley today.
You know, I didn't, but what you have to do is you sort of have to phrase the question in a way you can get an answer. So I know that I knew that I couldn't ask him, would you be interested in Dwayne Wade? Because he would tell me Dwayne's under contract, I couldn't do that. So I sort of had to phrase it, knowing your affection for Dwayne and the way it ended, if it became available, because the Bulls are talking about a buyout, and sort of got into it that way just for him to let us know that, hey, he still has the affection for Dwayne. It's something that he'd consider any possibility. I mean, he danced a little, but at least he answered that. Then I got into my typical question of, do you have enough at point guard, which he always says he does, when they just have Goran as a lone, true, proven point guard? And he sort of worked around that also and then asked me, well, what kind of names you got for me, Ira? So, you know, we did the little sparring that we typically do in these situations.
I'm going to reconnect with you, Ira. I'm going to put you on hold. Falero will reconnect with you because there's a weird, may just be the connection. I think there's a lot of rain out there today, isn't there, too? Maybe that has something to do with that. So you never know. Because Ira's always got a good phone line, yeah. And he sounded good there, but there's that weird static, so we'll get to it in a sec. I think he was referring to the sound that we played of Pat Riley, where he was speaking, you know, with effusive praise about Dwayne Wade, but that obviously came from Ira's questions. But Ira knows the game. You can't just flat out say, are you interested in Dwayne Wade if he gets bought out? That's tampering. Yeah. So he has to ask, do you have still affection for Dwayne Wade? And obviously he does. Heat are training in Boca next week.
Really?
Yeah, at FAU.
Can you go see him?
I think it's during our show. I don't know. I got to ask Ira. And then they're having a scrimmage open to the public on Saturday, a week from tomorrow. It's Yom Kippur.
Oh.
11 a.m. Saturday.
I don't know how to respond to
Yom Kippur. I could see by the yay. The first with the oh, and then the yay.
I tried to cover both sides. I don't really know what it is, so yes.
All right, which line is Ira on? Which one? 7? All right. There he is. You there?
This is weird. You now have me on my landline on this one, but I'm also on the cell phone just in case. So I'm
wow.
In stereo.
You are a radio pro, man. So if I lose you on this line, I just go to line 10 and you're there?
You know what? I just hate that because, as you know, there are certain callers to your shows who only call on cell phones and another show in the morning. And sometimes I just, you know, you can hear the connection. So I always try to keep it covered. So I'm trying to get a dedicated QAM line as well as one directly to your house, Hockman. So we'll get this covered.
So if I put you on hold on line 7 here and picked up line 10, you'd be on your landline?
I am on the landline right now, holding it in my other ear, literally.
But you would hold on a second. Hello?
Now I'm on the other phone. This is your cell phone.
Why am I so fascinated by that? Hold on, Ira. I'm talking to Ira.
You are 7 years old.
Hello?
See, now this is weird, because now I got you in both ears, and I'm talking into both phones just in case, and I'm getting the Ira echo, which I'm sure most of your listeners would tell say is a terrible experience.
All right, hold on a sec. Hello?
All right, so basically we are now going against voice over internet protocol, against all the quality of T-Mobile.
And if either of those
are your sponsors, you're treading very dangerously here, Hockman.
All right, which was the line with the landline?
This is the landline.
You're on the landline?
Well,
how would you know? All right, let me go back to 7. Hold on. All right, Ira.
Okay, I'm on the landline.
All right, so we did play the sound of Pat Riley talking very nicely about Dwayne Wade and Gabby Union at the Emmys and whatnot. And Crowder had said to me, what is that? And I said, Pat Riley needs to mend fences, right? Because if you're Dwayne Wade, wouldn't you be thinking to yourself, look what Pat Riley did to me. I'm on the worst team in the East. I'm going to be looked at as an old money grabber, and this is Pat Riley's doing.
Yeah, but, you know, I think there's two parts to this, Hawk, because I know you have your feelings over the last 6 months or 12 months now. You've been effusive about it, but let me ask you this. Matter of fact, the heck with you. I'm going to talk directly to Mr. Crowder over there. Do you think that he'd want Dwayne Wade back? I know what Hockman does. Channing, do you think that he'd want Dwayne back?
I think at the right number, yeah.
You do. You see, I'm not so sure, and I thought Pat danced around that today when he told me in my other answer the question about point guards, that they still have Tyler Johnson and Josh Richardson who could defend point, who could play point guard and distribute, and that Deion Waiters can set up players, and that he looks as Justice Winslow as a possible defensive guard. So it's almost like, I don't think it's about the money at all, guys. It's about this. If Deion Waiters and Goran Dragic start, and you've spent $92 million total on Josh Richardson and Tyler Johnson over 4 years, you probably want to play them also. Then you spend $6.2 million on Wayne Ellington. I think that's where the problem is. I know Hawk thinks Dwayne Wade had a good season last year, which he did, is a legendary player and deserves to play wherever he wants. But I really wonder, in the old lie detector test we always talk about here, do you think Pat Riley would answer in the affirmative that, yes, I want Dwayne back if money's not an issue? And do you think that Eric Spoelstra would say that on the lie detector?
Wow. I don't.
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
To me, that's the whole point. I don't think Pat has to mend fences. I think Pat came out, he was almost contrite last year that he hated the way it played out. But Dwayne also chased the money, and Pat felt that he had to spend his money, including on Hassan Whiteside and younger players elsewhere. He had a really good quote today. Pat said, look, I'm all in favor of the graybeards. I've always liked the old guys, the proven guys on my team, but I'm really coming around to this. I'm coming around to what the young guys can do and what they can offer for the future. Tyler Johnson, Josh Richardson, Justice Winslow, Hassan Whiteside, Bam Adebayo. So I think because of that, it's changed Pat Riley's thinking also, that I think Pat Riley wants to set this team up for the future. That's where Dwayne gets interesting. But I do think more than ever, guys, now, you heard the sound maybe with John Paxson the other day. I know Channing referred to that. There will be a buyout. They literally are two guys going back and forth and negotiating. I think Dwayne wants 20 of his $24 million. I think the Bulls are willing to give him half of that, $12 million. This could be as simple as they meet in the middle, the Bulls give him $16 million, say goodbye, the Heat give him the $4.3 million exception, he gets whole, and that's where it winds up.
Ira, we were talking about it earlier, where if Dwayne Wade doesn't come to the Heat, and if the Heat don't want him, whichever side, it says no, would he ever go to a team that can't win a championship? Would he go somewhere, we're talking about L.A., just to be in L.A., or is he chasing rings now?
I think this is the only place he would go where he couldn't win a title, because then he has the career arc, Channing. Guy comes home, makes good, you know, gets the jersey put up. Who knows? Maybe while he's playing and he has to play shirtless after that. I mean, they can just get the full circle on that. I think otherwise he goes to a winner. He goes to Cleveland, where he would start. When you think that J.R. Smith's their starting shooting guard, he can go to Houston and play with his buddy, not only Chris Paul, but maybe Carmelo Anthony winds up there. If he goes to the Clippers, he would have a fighting chance. They have a decent enough roster, honestly, probably better than the Heat's roster right now, so he can compete with that team with DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin also. I think the hardest sell, Channing, where you're coming from would be the Lakers, because clearly they're waiting for LeBron. But who knows? Maybe he just gets there a year in advance of LeBron because he knows that Carmelo is a free agent and is going to go there also.
Right. That's what we were saying earlier in the show where, yeah, he goes to the Lakers. Irvin Magic Johnson obviously would have him. He gets to be in L.A. He's at the Emmys. He likes the Hollywood thing. And he knows that LeBron, maybe Carmelo are coming.
Yeah, and the thing is, the banana boat really could resurface in Los Angeles. It could resurface in Houston. There are possibilities, maybe even in New York, of the banana boat group getting together. Chris Paul still hasn't resigned. You know, he's in his contract situation last year of his deal. Carmelo's going to be a free agent. Dwayne's a free agent. LeBron a free agent. So if they want to make that happen, it could happen. Maybe it happens in New York, because you wouldn't look at the Knicks then as a team that are terrible. You'd look at the Knicks as LeBron and Dwayne and Carmelo and Chris Paul, and it would be a completely different dynamic. So, yeah, I think that's possible. That would be the ultimate LeBron power play to show people that, hey, I'm the one who sets the rules in this NBA.
Anything very significant other than the Dwayne Wade stuff that Pat Riley said today that you think is worth commenting on?
You know what? Again, I asked one of my Ira questions where I had to sort of backdoor the question about Justice Winslow. And again, I don't want people to think I'm criticizing Justice or shortchanging him. I think he does everything but shoot wonderfully. So I asked him that question. Can a player who does everything but shoot wonderfully be effective? And Pat really sounds like he's all in on Justice, like he wants to make it work, that he's a facilitator or a rebounder or a playmaker, and that they'll work on the shot but stop selling him short. So he was all in on him, spoke to Pat about Goran Dragic, just got off the phone with Goran from Slovenia, and he says he will be in shape and ready for the start of camp on Tuesday. And he told us this unbelievable story. You probably read already. Goran said he's retiring from the Slovenian national team at 31. He's been with them for 12 years. He told us when Slovenia won Eurobasket on Sunday, and this is, you think Super Bowl numbers are big? 94% of all televisions in Slovenia were tuned into the Slovenian championship game against Serbia on Sunday. They were greeted by 20,000 fans when they got back in the public square, flying back to that game from Istanbul. And then Goran told us this story, and we were cracking up. Even though he retired, there are people trying to push for a government referendum that would require him to return to the national team. That's how over the top it is there.
I think Governor Scott should have done that with Dwayne Wade in the Heat.
Exactly. If Wade County actually became like a sanctuary city for Dwayne, he wouldn't have been able to go.
There's a couple things. So if you read Ira's stuff in the Sun Sentinel, you can go to sunsentinel.com, and you wrote...
Pretty much his coach for life.
Then another question that was on there, what is the Heat's upside in the East?
Well, and I said that, three teams directly ahead of them last year. Indiana lost Paul George. Atlanta lost Paul Millsap. Chicago lost Jimmy Butler. There was no reason for them not to be at least sixth, not to challenge Milwaukee for fifth. And Pat Riley said today, a lot of these teams don't care about the regular season. We do. So maybe there's a chance even for 3 or 4 if Toronto or Washington get a little full of themselves during the season and start messing around with their...
Upstairs not being that patient with giving Josh Richardson their money, James Johnson his money, Deion Waiters his money, Kelly Olynyk his money. Are all those contracts movable?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I asked Pat Riley. This is an interesting fact. Every year in Pat Riley's 23 years overseeing the Heat and coaching or being in the front office, the Heat have had at least one former All-Star on the roster, except for last season and except for this season. These are the only two seasons ever when Pat Riley's been in Miami, he hasn't had at least one former All-Star. Even during the lean years, he had Eddie Jones. So he came out and offered a really interesting quote saying, we have enough, this team could win, but if not, we have the assets to make a deal. And remember, they traded Caron Butler and Brian Grant, you know, in the deal for Shaquille O'Neal and Lamar Odom. So he's willing to do something. I think that comment, although not pointed and intended, that was another way of putting the players on the clock as well.
Ira, with the KD situation, the whole Twitter thing, he had to come out and apologize. I wanted to ask you, do guys check their phones after games before they shower? Are they that enamored in social media they don't even wash, they'll check their Twitter?
Absolutely, Channing. I think that's the first thing they go to. You know, they tell them to shut off the phones, the coach speaks, and then they see what's going on, because these guys come out of the showers and they know everything that's going on already. These guys are so self-conscious. I mean, I just say to myself, if I had hundreds of million dollars, adoring fans, Lord knows how many women, married or not married, outside that front door at the garage for you, why would you be worried about anything? These guys are worried about everything. There's one guy on the Heat last season, I won't mention his name, did not have social media, but was getting text messages from his friends about what I said on social media. I did not even have a Twitter account, and asked me about something I posted maybe 30 minutes earlier on my Twitter account against him. And that became a whole issue for weeks there until sort of PR got in and intervened because of it. So short answer to that, yeah, they know everything.
All right, Ira Winderman, the Heat are going to be training in Boca Raton at FAU next week, but they're having their scrimmage that's open to the public on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Yom Kippur morning, so you go for Kol Nidre. You know what? You sneak a little snack, you go to a little scrimmage, you finish up the day. I doubt the rabbi will even notice. It's 11 in the morning, so I think you can pull it off because, Hop, let's face it, you're driving that day anyway.
All right, so you want to go chanting after Kol Nidre?
Yeah, I'm a Kol Nidre.
All right, he's going to Kol Nidre with me. So,
what's Nidre's number?
Of course, for chanting, it's the feast of Yom Kippur. So there's all kinds of issues there.
As my dad used to say, our temple was so reformed, we used to have Yom Kippur services catered.
But a boom.
Thank you.
I wish I got it.
On the Catskills, okay. Catskills circuit. Thank you, Ira.
I'll go say a few al-chaits, and I'll let you explain that to chanting. Thanks.
Just don't. No, you're good.
I hate.
You're good. Yeah, I hate. Whatever you just said.
You.
Omar,
I hate you.
Omar Kelly is still yet to join us today. We're going to talk some Dolphins Jets with Omar Kelly, who's in New York already. Omar Kelly about 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Guys, you got to get to Gun World of South Florida, the best gun store, gun range staff in South Florida. Get to Gun World. They're fully stocked for all your shooting needs. They have an awesome rental gun program. It's called Try Before You Buy. 90 rental guns, the top brands. I bought about a dozen guns out of the Try Before You Buy program. Ruger, Taurus, Glock, Beretta, all the top brands. You get to try that weapon, see how you like it, see how it kicks, see if you're accurate with it, and if you enjoy it, you can purchase that weapon right there at Gun World. And I talked about the range earlier. My goodness. 72 degrees, climate-controlled range, state-of-the-art air filtration system, no bugs, no sweat. The smoke is out of your face. It is like safely and comfortably shooting in your living room. And in that range that I love, that you will love, every day, unlimited range time for $20. Give them $20 and shoot as long as you want to. Wednesdays, ladies, y'all shoot for free. And on Friday nights, couples can share a lane for $20 after 5 p.m. They have classes, beginners to advanced, concealed weapons license training, private instruction. They're open 7 days a week. They're open late. Get to Gun World. Kim, the owner, she's thought of it all. And right now, with all that's going on with Hurricane Harvey and Irma at Gun World, until the end of September, we're collecting money for the Harvey and the Irma victims. Whatever we receive, we will match. That is awesome. I told Kim that's great. Whatever we receive, we will match, and all the money will go to the Red Cross. It is important to give back to the community that supports Gun World. Gun World of South Florida is located at 1700 South Powerline Road in Deerfield Beach. Visit the website gunwordofsfl.com and give the knowledgeable staff a call. They are awesome. 954-596-0526. That's 954-596-0526. Get to Gun World of South Florida. It's the only place to shoot.
Radio.com.
Dolphins Jets on Sunday. Chris Whittingham, Channing Crowder host countdown to kickoff at 9 a.m. Then Jimmy Cephalo, Joe Rose, Bob Greasy, Kim Bocamper call the game at 1 o'clock. You can hear that on WQAM or our sister station, Kiss 99.9. And then Big O and Troy Stratford take your calls on the fifth quarter show after the game. And don't forget, you can also listen to the game on the TuneIn Premium app. Our program director, Ryan McGuire, was telling us earlier that Todd Bowles sounds like he's just a defeated man. You were telling me he's actually got a personality?
He's charismatic. He's funny. He told jokes during games. Like, he'd make fun of the other team's players. If somebody scored on you, he'd be like, you let that little fat man catch a ball on you. Like, he had personality. I think that organization just drained him.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you know you're in charge, like, it's literally putting a captain in charge of the Titanic while it's sinking.
Yes.
Like, here's your new job, Captain Ahab. Like, and so, you know, what do you do with that? Like,
you deal
I'm
going to
turn it around.
It
was, it's obviously the ship be sinking.
He was 10-6 his first year, and then it just went to all heck. But you know what I do remember talking about Todd Bowles? I haven't even heard the audio. Is Cam Cameron at about 0-8. Cam Cameron brought us all into the room. Like, we were in the team meeting room, and he was like, come on, let's go in the locker room. This is, you know, like almost like a bonding thing. The concept was okay. let's go in the locker room. This is a meeting place. We need to get down and dirty and, like, you know, face to face. I'm not in front of y'all. We're all sitting around as a family. Okay, good concept. But then we got in the locker room, and he had nothing to say. He's just like, we sit down, and everybody's kind of like, okay, the next step in this big let's turn the season around. Jason, you want to talk? Zach, you want to? He starts asking players to talk.
So he had an idea, but he didn't have an actual follow through.
Yes, he had no follow through. But that's like you can't control it. You're just in that downward spiral, and you don't know what to do. It was a lot of that happened to Cam Cameron, where he would do stuff, but there was no ending to it. It was like, guys, we're gonna leave practice day. We're gonna see a movie. We're gonna go see a movie. That's all you got?
We're going to go see a movie.
I think we need to practice, Coach. Hell, we're 0-9.
All right, well, let me hear Todd Bowles. So the first cut, he's asked about Ndamukong Suh, right? So he's asked about Ndamukong Suh, and I guess Todd Bowles, you know, normally, as Crowder said, effervescent. He's 0-2. There's no hope for the season. And
he's being led by Josh McCown.
He's being led by Josh McCown and Todd Bowles. Like, what can he do about Ndamukong Suh?
I try to stay away from him a lot, you know. And you got to put two bodies on him and just try to slow him down a little bit. I don't think anybody ever stops him. So we've been fortunate to make a few plays here and there, but we're not trying to stop him. We're just trying to win the game.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not trying to stop him. We're just trying to win the game.
That's not him.
That's not him.
That's not the Todd Bowles I know.
What was the next cut about?
Jarvis Landry.
Okay, so here he is. Is this about stopping Jarvis Landry, I'm guessing?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's a good receiver. He's tough. You know, his big thing is run after catch because he's a punt return as well. When he catches the ball, he runs like a running back. So you got a double-edged sword. He's a good route runner, and he's very good after the catch at breaking tackles and making people miss. So it's a tough challenge for us. We're going to have to try and gang tackle.
Yeah, he's tired.
He sounds scared of everybody.
He's just tired, man.
Oh, it's a slow down, Sue. Oh, we can gang tackle Jarvis. This man, he's defeated.
He's Deacon Jones. Deacon Jones. That man's so tired.
He's so tired.
He's dog tired, boss.
That guy's dog tired, boss.
Man, Todd sounds bad. That hurts me because I was cool with Todd.
And you got to imagine if the leader sounds that way. Oh. I mean, like, what can Matt Forte be feeling?
He can't speak that way to his team.
All right, guys, gotta go out there and and play four downs at a time, and then you know, if we have to punt, we'll punt, and if we don't have to punt, we won't punt.
After 0-2, you shouldn't sound like that, Coach. But they did
mess
him over, though.
Well, you know that you have no chance, though. How else are you going to sound?
And no, you're sitting there in the offseason, and they get rid of your entire receiving core, and then they get rid of your defensive captain in David Harris. Then you just start cutting people randomly. Everybody that was making over $4 or $5 million, they just started cutting them. Only thing they have is them young linemen, Leonard Williams and Richardson. That's the only thing they have in those two safeties in the back end, Adams and Mays. But other than that, there are some guys on that team that wouldn't play for other teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, got to deal with the hand you're dealt. And he was dealt a crappy hand.
But they dealt it up, and they watched him give him the hand, and he was just watching it too, like, hey, guys, you see I have nothing? Yes, yes, Todd.
Here you go. Here's another four.
There you go, and we're going to give you another four if you complain.
I tweeted this out this morning. Do you believe this? Floyd Mayweather, I saw this on TMZ. Floyd Mayweather. He says that he still has not cashed his checks from the Pacquiao fight and the McGregor fight, that he's got $600 million in uncashed checks, and I call BS on it.
I think it's BS, and I believe it's dumb as hell because he could be getting interest.
Right.
How much money you can make off $600 million on interest in a day?
Like, it's crazy to me, and his nickname is Money. And his whole entourage is all about money. We're about money. So if you're that concerned about money, why would you leave $600 million laying around, which is what an uncashed check would be?
That's silly. And the other thing we know about him, he was under with the IRS, $250 million.
Right.
They're going to find that money.
Like, it doesn't matter if you try to hide the check for a couple of months. And a lot of people pointed out on Twitter, a lot of the, especially big checks, we'll say, you know, void after 90 days.
Yeah.
Like, that Pacquiao fight's been over 90 days. I hope that he hasn't cashed it and it's void and he's got to. But he's probably cutting it to himself, I'm guessing, because it comes out of his production
company. I did some research. Banks are generally not obligated to cash a check that's more than 6 months old.
Like, that...
I just called BS on it. I saw the headline on TMZ. It's Floyd Mayweather. I still haven't cashed my McGregor or Pacquiao paychecks. And it says they're worth $600 million. There's no way.
I've seen guys with $50,000 checks in their glove box.
Right, which is insulting, by the way, but I can understand. Like, if you've got $48 million in the bank, you'll wait around on a $50,000 check when you got a few.
It was Keith Traylor. We used to go fishing, and I said, hey, man, did you cash this check? Oh, appreciate that, young blood. I forgot about it. But he probably sitting on $30 million, so $50,000 wasn't that big to him. $600 million is a lot of money.
Could you imagine forgetting about a $50,000 check? Forgetting about it.
Yeah.
What a different world, man.
What about, who was it? One of them big linemen before I got there had a Lamborghini and they dipped. $200,000 car, $150,000 car. They spit their dip spit in the passenger floor.
Oh, my God. Like, on purpose, constantly?
Instead of, because, I don't know if you've seen, I dip. You've seen me dip. Yeah, you spit into a bottle or a cup.
But it
or
wasn't
something.
Like one time where he looked around, didn't have a cup or whatever, and he's like, what am I going to do? Like, that was his spit area?
I'm driving, I'm dipping, I'm spitting in the passenger floor in a $200,000 car.
Why not just spit outside the window?
Hey, I'd ask them all these questions. I just heard the story after I got there. They were like, Crowd, are you going to spit in your floor? I said, no, I'm not spitting in my damn floor. That's silly. But yes, they said he spit in the floor of a Ferrari.
Somebody texts in, no one's going to get this. Martini, how do you feel today? I'm tired. I'm very tired. That's from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You ever see that movie?
No.
I know you've never seen that movie, Flero.
I've actually read the book, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent book.
Yeah.
You can read.
Movie is great. The movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Jack
Nicholson and Nurse Ratchet and Big Chief.
Her name is Nurse Ratchet?
Well, her name is Nurse Ratchet, yeah. In the,
I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, that's a millennial word, Ratchet.
Yeah, Ratchet. It wasn't a phrase or a term back in the 70s when that movie was made. Excellent text. Thank you, 444. Martini, how do you feel today? I'm tired. I'm very tired.
You feel like Martini?
I am a little tired. I'm winded from 2 hours and 40 minutes of this show.
Tighten up,
this
man.
Football Friday's killing me, man. It's killing me. All right. Omar Kelly is going to join us at 5 o'clock. So we're going to talk some Dolphins and Jets with Omar Kelly. Covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. So we'll get to him in about 20 minutes.
I have some great news and some big thanks to give out. I recently heard from Eric Nunez, the general manager at Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet, that Lou Backroad is now the number one Chevy dealer in Broward and Palm Beach. And we want to thank the listeners that went out there and got a beautiful Chevy. The guys that come up to me and say, hey, man, thank you for telling me to go out to Lou Backroad and see that staff, see the inventory, see the best prices, and that's why we got to number one. It wasn't easy getting up there, but we got there. You know I never steer you in the wrong direction, and Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet is obviously the right direction. So thank you for going out and keep going out. But how do you get to number one? Eric had a plan. And it went through, obviously. The biggest part of his plan is what he tells me when I ask him about the commercial. Man, what do you want me to tell the listeners? Tell them about the customer satisfaction. That's what people want. They want to be happy. And he tells everybody from the minute a customer walks in the door, treat them fairly and with respect. And he builds his inventory with his customers in mind. Lots in stock. You have all the Chevy beautiful cars and trucks, Cruises, Camaros, Malibus, Silverados, and much, much more. All the colors, all the interior, all the option. And he's also got the guaranteed lowest price in Florida, the lowest price in the state, an amazing inventory, and wonderful customer satisfaction. That is how you get to number one, Broward and Palm Beach. You got to go down and check out Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Go to coconutcreekchevrolet.com or go down there and see it. Go down there and see the staff. Go down there and see the wonderful inventory. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Find new roads at Lou Backroad, Coconut Creek Chevy.
Radio.com.
You know, Rondé Gadsden's team is on ESPNU tonight.
Yeah.
American Heritage, right? Isn't that who he coaches for?
Yep.
American Heritage.
Saw him at Twin Peaks watching the Dolphin game. Yeah. They brought us shots of fireball. I said, I'm good, OG.
You won't have a shot of fireball?
I'm not a big fan of liquor.
Huh.
Beer and wine, man.
Well, ESPNU tonight, it's American Heritage and Chaminade. That's a nationally televised game. That's pretty cool. American Heritage, That's a machine, man.
But they got some of their games taken away. Well, not taken away, but with the storm,
with
they couldn't
the storm
play.
Bay, yeah.
And OG told me something interesting where, like, the ratings, the national ratings, or rankings, sorry, they don't actually watch every single high school team. It goes off your record.
Oh.
So if they're 12-0 and a team is 14-0, the 14-0 has more wins.
Is going to be a better team ranking-wise.
No matter how much better the football team is at American Heritage, they have more wins, so they'll be rated higher. He's like, yeah, the Irma might have messed up our another national championship run.
Who's gonna be a Blue Bombers fan tonight? We've got the Blue Bombers tonight. CFL football, baby.
I feel against going against the Red Blacks, but I'll go with the Bombers.
Have you ever watched a CFL game?
Yeah, my high school quarterback played for Saskatchewan for
really?
A while. Yeah,
and it's markedly worse than the NFL. Like you can, like when you look at it, do you laugh?
Yes.
Like it's bad.
It's slow and it's simple. It's real simple. Like you can see stuff developing way before it develops. It's just like, oh, okay, yeah, they're running this route. But the guys are, yeah, if you could, and that's the funny thing too, not to badmouth CFL. If you could play in the NFL, you're playing in the NFL.
Right.
Like you're not saying.
You're not choosing the CFL over the NFL, unless you're Ricky Williams and you can't play in the
NFL.
That's
what it is. Hey, the Blue Bombers or the Patriots? I like this Canada weather. Let me stay on in the CFL. It doesn't happen.
Jets-Dolphins line for Sunday, so it's the Dolphins -6 just about everywhere. That line opened, by the way, at the Dolphins -3.5, and it's gone up to 6. Like, there are a lot of people saying, this is the part that makes me nervous. There's a lot of people saying, and me probably included, there's just no chance that the Jets are going to win this game, and that makes me a little nervous because there's always upsets. Always, and so I don't know. I don't know how you protect against it. I know it would be a very big disappointment for Dolphins fans, players, coaches, if the Dolphins do not come out of MetLife Stadium Sunday with a victory.
And the little checklist they do on NFL Network with all the positions, quarterback for both teams, running back for both, and so on and so forth all the way down.
They don't get one category.
They will not get one. Our team, every level of our team is better than theirs. They can't beat you. It's like if you fight your son. If everybody says, oh, yeah, you're a grown-up and he's a kid, you'll whoop him. Does that scare you that everybody thinks you can beat him up because he's a kid?
Right, right. But in football, we've seen enough upsets where you're like, you know what I mean? Where you're just like, well, how'd that – I mean, Florida saw it against who? Western Michigan or something?
We lost to Georgia Southern.
Georgia
one
Southern.
One year, yeah, which was sad. You know who the kicker of Georgia Southern was?
Young Ho Koo.
Young Ho Koo beat the Gators in Gainesville.
You've got a history with Young Ho Koo.
I really do. He whooped us.
So he caused a victory for the Dolphins and caused a loss for the Gators.
But you love him.
Oh, it's so cool.
One more time, huh?
Yeah, at 4:51, thought I'd sneak one in there. I didn't know if I'd have another opportunity before the week is over. The other bizarre thing this week in football, the Cleveland Browns are -1 in Indianapolis. The Cleveland Browns are favored on the road. That's insane.
That means those Colts are terrible.
And I think I would bet Cleveland on that game.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Who is it? Jacoby Brissett going for Indianapolis?
Yeah. Still no defense like the entire time they've been without Peyton Manning. Or hell, when Peyton was there, they didn't have a defense. They can never put together a full team.
But Peyton could overcome it.
Andrew Luck can't, and Jacoby Brissett sure can't.
And the biggest line of the week, just looking at it right now, is New England, of course. New England is hosting Houston. You want to guess what the line is?
13?
14.
Wow.
14.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, but would you bet against them?
Nope.
I wouldn't. I mean, they could cover that by another 14.
Tom Brady had 250-something passing yards and 3 touchdowns in the first quarter.
I mean, that's insane.
The first quarter last week. Somebody said Shana Tavala, Hawk.
Lashana Tova. Thank you. What are you laughing at, Falero?
I'm not laughing. You can't even hear me.
Shana Tavala.
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. You're so stupid.
What is that?
What's that?
Hebrew, right?
Yeah, it's like, have a great new year.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
That's cool.
That is cool. You snuck one in too, didn't you?
I wanted to be part of the fun.
That was silly.
Snuck one in. All right, Omar Kelly's going to join us in the next segment. It's our Dolphins Friday. Omar Kelly is going to join us. And then Jermon Bushrod in the 5 o'clock hour as well. We're going to do a lot of Dolphins Jets in the next hour. Get you ready on your Football Friday, Dolphins Friday, as a lot of you leave work and start to head home for the weekend. Now, if you're thinking about where to watch a football game this weekend, Duffy's, time for me to talk about one of my favorite places, Duffy's Sports Grill. Absolutely love that place. You need to grab a great meal or watch some games, enjoy a couple of beers with your friends. My suggestion, Duffy's. At Duffy's Sports Grill, their game is always on. It's the place for sports action. No better place to watch football this weekend. You can enjoy 5 for $10 buckets of 16-ounce Miller Lite and Coors Light 16-ounce aluminum bottles. Available all day, every day, all season long. Now, last night, and this is every Monday and Thursday night. So last night, this coming Monday night, from kickoff until close, all-you-can-eat boneless wings, all white meat, fresh chicken, breaded to order, and tossed in one of 10 signature sauces for just $9.95. That's a great game day deal. That's every Monday and Thursday at all Duffy's locations. Also on Wednesdays, kids eat free. On Thursdays as well, they've got the barbecue rib fix, which is a half rack of fall-off-the-bone baby back served with a side, and it's less than $10. That's every Thursday at all Duffy's locations. All their food will make your mouth water. Burgers, wings, nachos, salads, list goes on and on. And when you're at Duffy's, make sure you sign up to become a Duffy's MVP. You can earn exclusive discounts and free meals. If you haven't signed up yet, you got to join. It's totally free, and the rewards add up fast. I know there's a Duffy's near you. They got them in Kendall and Weston, Coconut Grove, Boynton Beach, Green Acres, North Palm Beach, North Miami Beach, Plantation, Deerfield Beach, Boca Del Rey, West Palm Jupiter. Check out their website. Find the Duffy's nearest you at duffysmvp.com.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.